Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Will it save to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save to dance? Will it save to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures up overnight after President Trump announced a trade deal with Europe days before the August 1st deadline that could have prompted a massive trade war.
Although the tariffs are much lower than the 50% Trump had threatened, experts say prices will still rise on popular European products that previously had low or no tariffs, including French perfume, German cars, and the EU's largest export to the U.S., pharmaceuticals.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio on the 15% tariffs on European goods. Extreme temperatures on the way again this week for more than 130 million Americans. Severe storms and the heat leading to more than 1,200 flight cancellations and 9,000 delays on Sunday. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists there is no starvation in Gaza, his government has opened up corridors, three of them again, for the delivery of humanitarian aid in Gaza. A stabbing in Traverse City at the Walmart left 11 people wounded in Michigan, the suspect, a 42-year-old man. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany's not quite ready to announce a decision to run for governor. The 7th District Republican tells WSAU Wausau's Meg Ellefson show he'll decide in the next 30 to 60 days. Tiffany's in his third term representing the heavily Republican district in northwest Wisconsin. Another round of pardons for Governor Tony Evers. 204 more pardons were granted by the Democratic governor Friday. That brings his total to 1,640. Evers, who announced last week he's not seeking a third term, says the pardoned people have worked to build new lives for themselves. And if you're in the market for a car, be careful with finding one online. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says to never buy a car sight unseen. Take a test drive, look under the hood, and make sure the car actually exists. Also shop around to make sure the price you're paying for the car is reasonable. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Your hometown station.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant joining us, 6:03 from the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We hope you're having a great morning so far. We're going to get you some great music all morning long, starting with Asia. Heat of the moment on Max FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another. Scream together songs unsung.
It was the heat of the moment, telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment, showed in your eyes.
And now you find yourself in 18.
that disco hotspots hold the charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your eyes.
Hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Love.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:11 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. They are opening at 7 a.m. today, so less than 50 minutes to get your coffee fix. And we are going to take a look at your weather forecast today. We have that heat advisory from noon to 8 p.m. today. Heat index values up to 102 degrees are expected today, with a high near 91. So if you're going to be outside today, please be careful and take the appropriate precautions. Tonight, we do see a chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Some of those could be on the stronger side with the low of 70. On Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms to start our day, and then turning partly sunny, a high of 86. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers before 10 in the morning, and then we're going to see it turn partly sunny with a high of only 77 degrees. Currently, it is 75 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. Hope everyone had a great weekend. With shenanigans will ensue at 7:10 when Emily joins me. And it sounds like the Athletics had a little bit of a shenanigans as well. Their broadcaster, Chris Carey, who's the grandson of Harry Carey and son of Skip Carey, had to apologize on social media for making a huge mistake. Yes, these things do happen. He was calling a game on Saturday, and here's what it sounded like when Lawrence Butler hit a three-run homer against the Astros that was way left of the foul pole.
1-2 pitch. High in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
That ball was absolutely launched. Law Dog posing him up at the dish. He knew it off the bat. It was just a matter of how far.
On Chris posted on X, totally lost in the lights. No excuses, unfair to Butler and our fans. I messed it up as badly as I did. This is completely and totally on me. Wish I could have it back, but it's baseball, and I apologize. I will be better tomorrow. You know what? Mistakes happen, especially when you're trying to call sports, and you get it into the lights. I used to referee, so trust me, I feel his pain, especially when you're trying to do things at night and in the lights. It's never easy, and that's just one of those things that happen. Speaking of things that happened, the skies were on fire this morning as I was coming into the studio. It was amazing. The skies behind the studio looked like they were on fire. We had a rainbow over Baraboo State Bank in front of the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios this morning. Hints of a double rainbow. Absolutely beautiful. If you want to go see what that looked like this morning, go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. I put some photos out there. I was almost late to work because I was out there taking pictures this morning instead of getting into the studio. It's one of those things. I saw the way it was looking out there. So I'm like, I've got to get some pictures of this. There's just no way that I'm not going to take some pictures this morning. So yes, almost late getting up here, but you know what? So worth it to see hints of a double rainbow. And by the time I got up to the studio and opened the shade, that rainbow was gone. So if I wouldn't have taken the picture when I did, it was going to be gone that quick. So such a sight to see this morning again. Pictures are on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Go take a look at those. It's just absolutely amazing way to start today. Almost a double rainbow out there this morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports news by the Cardigans on Max FM.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas. And the Brewers walk off the Marlins. Blake Perkins delivers in the clutch.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road. And this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys. And I'm kind of coming in late. So it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer. I know, and maybe there.
Salem. Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:19 on Monday morning. Here is George Michael, Faith on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Meeks Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:21 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. It is a cloudy morning in downtown Baraboo. We will have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. I'm sorry, I was distracted. I've been on social media this morning. I took a few pictures on my way into the office this morning, and yes, I was almost late getting into the studio because, you know, I saw the sunrise this morning and, decided I was going to take a few pictures, and they're on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. I had someone ask me if there was a filter on any of those. No, that is straight pictures off my cell phone this morning. No filter applied to them. The one shot looking downtown looks like that sky is on fire. I love the way this morning started to have a chance to see that this morning. And it just happened in a matter of minutes. I cannot believe how cool Mother Nature is sometimes. And yes, that was definitely cool. But this was not cool messing around with Mother Nature in this case. A drunk woman in the UK walked home from the bar and somehow brought a seagull with her. Well, she think this is a Hangover movie or something. She later bleached her whole house because she said she found out it had the bird flu. Here is Erin Purton talking while carrying the bird into her house after explaining why she wants to bring the seagull into her home after drinking alcohol. Let's put it this way, rather intoxicated. And here we go. Again, this is a drunk woman in the UK named Erin who decided to bring a seagull into her home that she later found out has the bird flu.
He's a beauty. He actually wants to stop my room and everything, but I've got actually nowhere for him.
What was she thinking? And A, I also can't understand her. I think she must have been that intoxicated. But hello, word of advice, if you're intoxicated, leave the wildlife alone. That is my words of wisdom this morning. I don't think I've ever been that intoxicated where I thought, Let's go take a seagull into the house. This seems like the greatest idea ever. Can you imagine waking up that next morning and going, why do I have a seagull in my house? I don't know how long it was in her house. Full disclosure, again, this happened in the UK as well. So I don't know that we'll find out much more about this. But yeah, I'm just thinking, why are you messing around with Mother Nature? She said, he's a beauty. And yeah, he's a beauty. All right, I think she made me a beauty as well. I'm like, I can't believe someone would do something like that. If you want to text me and let me know your thoughts of anything you've done well in that situation, feel free to let me know. 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media. Look for Max Mousetap on 99.7 Max FM. Let me know your thoughts about this woman's drunken night ending with her taking a seagull home carrying the bird flu. Have you ever done anything that crazy? All texters will remain anonymous, and let's definitely keep this appropriate for the morning show as well. But feel free to text me your thoughts. I'm just amazed by this one. When I saw this come across my feed this morning, I'm like, why on earth would you do this? But again, she'd been drinking, so alcohol did contribute to her demise, shall we say. Had a little bit of cleaning to do, to say the least. Coming up, we are going to take a full look at our weather forecast and get you back into some more great music with Depeche Mode. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Shopping on a budget? Let Baraboo Fresh Market help. This is Craig. Old Orchard 100% juices are 2 for $5, and Craven potato chips 3 for $5. And stock up on select varieties of General Mills cereals, 2 for $7. Need some drinks? 24-pack Pepsi, just $11.99, and Gatorade 28-ounce bottles, 3 for $5. Hosting a party? Blue Moon Craft Beer, 2 for $15 with a purchase of 2. From your pantry to your cooler, we've got the deals to keep summer rolling. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe hard.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:36 on your Monday morning with Genesis, Land of Confusion on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:41 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. They're open in just 18 minutes for all your caffeine needs. But who's keeping track of that on a Monday morning? What I'm trying to figure out is how can my mic stand is lowering while I'm talking this morning. I'm kind of crouched over it now. It just kind of started going down on its own. I'm like, something's not right here. So I know what I'm going to be doing shortly, no pun intended, is taking a look to see what's going on with that. A few technical shenanigans this morning as well. So it's definitely a Monday morning, but we had a beautiful start to it. Again, if you did not get a chance to see the photos on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, go check those out. And also, thank you to our listeners for sending your photos in as well. There are some amazing photos out there. We see photos that Barb sent in from Sauk Prairie. Melissa's got a photo on here. Tom has a photo. And just amazing photos that everyone's sharing this morning. Like I said, that sky is on fire. And that one that Bob put up from Sauk Prairie, absolutely amazing to see that photo this morning. It was a beautiful start to the day. That sky was amazing. It is still nice out there. It's a little bit cloudy. Let's take a look at our weather forecast for today. Again, we do have that heat advisory. That goes from noon to 8 p.m. today. We're looking at heat indexes up to 102 degrees. So, yes, going to be warm out there. If you have to be out there, drink plenty of water. So, again, we're looking at that happening this morning from noon to 8 p.m. for our heat advisory. It's going to be sunny and hot, high near 91 degrees. Tonight, this is talking very late tonight. We're looking at thunderstorm chances into the early morning hours with the low around 70. There's a chance some of those strongs could be a little bit stronger storms tonight, so we are keeping tabs on that. Those shower and thunderstorm chances continue early tomorrow morning, and we will see it become partly sunny, a high of 86 on Wednesday. Slight chance of showers in the morning. It's going to cool down to a high of 77 and partly sunny on Wednesday. Thursday, a repeat sunny with a high of 77. Taking a sneak peek into the weekend just because, you know, we're already thinking about it. We're looking at highs near 80 and no precipitation currently in the forecast. Currently 72 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Now, if you go flying, it's always an adventure. That's what I'm going to say. It's been a while since I've been on an airplane. Last time I went flying, I got to my destination. I was traveling for work, and unfortunately, my luggage didn't make it with me. Luckily, I have a carry-on that had my laptop, all my tech stuff in it, and 2 days' worth of clothes in it, because, you know, these things do happen. So I wasn't getting too excited about it. I had my clothes. I didn't have my workout clothes with me, which I was most disappointed about, but I had clothes, and so wasn't the end of the world. Eventually, everyone's like, well, we should go to the store and go get you some clothes because you're here for a week. And I'm like, it'll be fine. It'll eventually show up. It did. Showed up a day later to the hotel. But you could tell someone had rummaged through it because everything had been gone through in there. And I think they probably saw the cheese curds in there and were wondering what those were. And luckily, those were okay because I was in North Carolina. And I knew there were some people who wanted Wisconsin cheese curds. But this lady, she dealt with something just crazy. Air Canada finally returned this woman's missing suitcase, but some of her belongings were missing. And instead, it contained a knife, men's shaving kits, and an airport boarding pass scanner. Here is Linda Royal talking about the random items found in her luggage.
It was shocking. Like, I flipped it open, and I unzipped the saw, and I'm there like, I couldn't believe it. If you feel violated. Because like somebody like literally picked through all of my personal belongings to see what they wanted. I have no idea where they found two moldy men's shaving kits and a microscope to put in there, but which is bizarre.
So yeah, that sounds bizarre. Now my luggage didn't have anything extra in it, but it definitely been tossed. So yeah, you do feel violated, especially when your luggage has been gone through. That would, you know, that freaked me out. I didn't like it. I was not happy about it, and I have no reason to know why it actually happened. They never said, but it also delayed my luggage. So in this case, it sounds like it had old stuff, and it was like someone emptied a garbage can into her luggage, maybe. I'm not sure. But what a bizarre story, to say the least. I feel very bad for Linda in this case. And, you know, it's always an adventure when you travel. If you have any similar stories, feel free to text me and let me know those. 608-355-9970. Or, as always, you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and let me know your thoughts. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. And we'll continue rolling through a 50-minute music hour with Bon Jovi on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
This look at some of the upcoming area events is brought to you by Community First Bank. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register, as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details on hole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
99.7 Next FM. It's all the
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:57 on Monday morning. Coming up in just moments, we're going to have a look at national news, regional news, and a full look for our weather forecast. Emily will join me at 7:10 this morning, and we're going to talk about how much time we spend online. Is it more than we think? Probably. Tears for Fears on Max FM.